Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life. Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Welcome to a short little episode today, about an hour of power. And actually, what I'm talking today is about introducing my new service, which I'm so excited to be offering, and that is Hour of Powers with me. The reason I wanted to do a little episode about this is because I want to be open about my business journey, and I want to show you what is possible and available for you, not only in terms of what I can offer you, but in terms of what you can create as well. So the Hour of Power came about more recently because I just wanted to be able to really focus on my coaching. I love coaching. I love supporting my clients, and I love doing that in a one-on-one format. So I love groups as well. And I have run a program for 18 months with a gorgeous group of women. I've run my courses, doing live launches and then doing live courses with them. I've loved that. But I always want to offer them private calls. I'm always saying, let's just jump on a call. Let's just jump on a call. The group dynamic is fantastic and we cover some wonderful content in there. But obviously, my focus is personal brand and personal brand is very personal. And so although there are things that you can work on yourself, although there are things that really help when you're in a group situation, there are certain things that really require some one-on-one attention. And there's this sort of thing in the coaching world where you get told you can't grow your business, you can't scale, you can't, you know, just use all your time and by offering one-on-one. But the thing is, or it takes a lot of energy to one-on-ones, like you're doing lots of calls in a day. Thing is, as you probably noticed from this podcast, I love talking. I love talking to people. I love hearing from people. I love listening to their story. I love that interaction. I don't find an hour of coaching draining. I find it energizing. I get excited in those sessions. I love being able to give people tangible actions that they can take away and implement into their life, into their work, to see that shift and see that aha in that intimate setting is really, it's a gift for me. And, you know, I'm talking most of the day anyway. I might as well use my time to serve people. So it was something that I think it was a block, and it was sort of the, like, I got caught up in the doing business like other people. And so, yeah, the way I started my coaching business, which I've run my business for 10 years and then I stepped into coaching, combining all of my wonderful experience and knowledge across PR, marketing, social media, copywriting, all things promotion, all things showing up, my speaking, networking, connecting abilities, all of it rolled into one so that I can help women to show up and shine, women to reconnect to who they are, to really to know who they are and to communicate that clearly. I can do this because I've been through it myself, especially when I went through that shift, the change of how I used to introduce myself and how I introduce myself now. When things change in your business, when you decide to approach a new target market, all of that requires new messaging and it can feel uncomfortable and clunky at the start. But the thing is, I find that people feel so overwhelmed. They like, I want to be telling people about me. I want to be getting more opportunities. I want to be attracting more into my business, but I don't know where to start. And they might be quite comfortable talking about the business or the product or the service they offer, but they're not comfortable talking about themselves. And the thing is, people work with people. So we have to practice this and get more comfortable with it. And that's where I come in. I can see people so clearly for who they are. I can recognize that knowledge and experience. I can ask the right questions and pull that information out that doing it alone is really hard. I know that's my gift. I know that's my skill. And I love being able to do that with people. So I created the Hour of Power because, you know, again, I think there's this sort of model in the coaching world. It's like, you know, you have to put them into a course or you have to give them everything or you really need to sign up for a 12-week program to make an impact. And it's like, yes, I agree. I absolutely stand by. Doing 1 hour of work on your brand is not going to build a strong brand. Like, it's not just set and forget. Like, this work, you are growing and evolving and you're going to have to do work over time. It takes time to build a brand. I've built a strong brand. I've built a great reputation. I am known as me and, you know, people come to me because of me. I know that, but that's because I've built that and I've been doing this and talking about it and been consistently showing up in online and in real life for 14 years of a business. There's still things that I can do better as well. There's still ways that I could be showing up more. And I love doing this work because I get to help people with it. So by no means am I saying that I can solve all of your problems in an hour. And anyone who does, don't believe them. I would say that even in 3 months, like it's not, you're just not going to be like, oh yeah, I've got everything. Great. Now it's done. And I'm just, you know, it's raining down on me. Like this, anyone honestly should be telling you that this takes time and you will build it and you'll grow it over time. And if you start to take the steps and you start to do the work and you start today, those little actions and those little things that you start to implement will build up over time and you'll turn around and go, oh my gosh, wow. Like, oh, people are just coming to me. I'm getting approached for speaking gigs weekly at the moment. I'm booking up my calendar for the next 3-4 months. And that's taken time for that momentum to build. But it is. I'm being invited to podcasts regularly. I'm grabbing people onto my podcast. I'm booked up for the next 2 or 3 months because I've had so much energy towards this podcast. But, you know, I've been consistently showing up for, we are at 77 episodes. So please understand that I stand by, it takes time to build a brand. But what I want to help with and what I believe in is that in 1 hour of power, we can give you some tangible actions that you can take away to start making the shift, to reduce the overwhelm, to know what to say today, to have a plan, to have ideas that you simply cannot do on your own because you're too close to it and you're getting stuck. And I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to have the support. So as I said, I believe to build your brand, you need to know the right steps to take at the right time. And I know that it can feel so overwhelming trying to figure out what to do next when there's all the things to do. So I created the Hour of Power so that you can identify the clear actions that you need to take to start building your brand. Because I know you've got the goods. I know that you're knowledgeable, you're experienced, and you have so much to offer. But maybe you're just not telling your audience exactly who you are and how they can work with you. It's showing up, it's sharing content, it's giving knowledge, it's sharing value, and then Hey, by the way, you can work with me. And I can tell you, hand on heart, I've been guilty of this too. Not making the offer, not telling you. It's why I'm doing this episode today. I'm really clearly telling you, making you an offer of how you can work with me. But I also hope that you can take this lesson on and go, maybe I'm not telling people, just telling people. Like, I had a client who started chatting to a lady on the bus, and instead of thinking, oh, I won't talk about work here, she told this woman who she was and what she offered. And she ended up getting that client on a bus, you know. I held off sending an email to my audience for 8 months. I had the template. I had it there ready to go. I didn't send it. When I sent it, I had someone write back that afternoon, book a call the next day, and sign up for my program. That's a $3,500 email that I sat on. You know, there are times where I still think, oh, is this email really good enough? I've just got to send it. I want to send it. I want to make sure I'm connected with my audience. And I get a response going, oh, yes, I'm going to join your photo shoot. Oh, yes, I actually am interested in your retreat. You know, we've got to tell people who we are, share value, share information, and then make offers. It can be that simple. But it has to be done consistently, and it has to be done over time. So what you can use this session for is to get advice, to review content, to build strategies, or work through some of those mindset blocks. Like, why are you not doing the thing? Yesterday, I put up a resource page, which you can now access, brand.lovelycommunications.com/resources, which has products that you can buy. It has the people that I'm working with, these partners that I'm working with who are offering amazing things. This is a page that I've put off now for potentially 4 years, but definitely at least since September last year. It's now June, so 9 months at the very least, but it's been an idea and a concept I've wanted to have for, you know, even longer actually, since I started my course. So it's 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. Well, I did it because I had someone supporting me and giving me helping me through those money mindset blocks and giving me that permission to do it. So that's something that can be helped with as well. So whatever you need, this is your time, and I'm here to back you every step of the way. So even some of my clients, they want to write a bio. So in that session, we would write the bio, or they're like, I need to share my new course, but I'm not really sure how to do it. Or I have this offering, but I'm not sure how to do it. And I had a call with a wonderful woman, Jane Tweedell, who's starting a new business. And I gave her some ideas of how she could deliver that service in three different ways for people, you know, DIY or in person or online. And she said, you're worth your weight in gold, which was such a lovely thing to hear. But, you know, we made so much progress in such a short time. So my hour of power is one 60-minute call. You get sent some pre-questions to do a bit of a brand audit to understand where you are, to know where you want to go. You will get absolutely 100% 3 actions that you can take away to move your brand and your business forward right now, and you'll get a recording of the session. I bring my 14 years of experience, PR, marketing, social media, speaking, copywriting, networking. I bring it all of it, my business experience, everything I've done. I am an open book. I will share it with you. I will give it to you. Absolutely. I'm also bringing my little black book of amazing contacts, so I can connect you with the right people, put you in the right groups. If it's networking you need, if it's places you need to go, people you need to see, I will know them, I have no doubt. And if I don't know them, I'll find them, and I will give that as well, freely. Again, there's some of my amazing contacts on my resources page, which I'll put in the show notes too. I just don't think you should waste any more time trying to figure this out yourself, just doing it alone. You know, let's remove the overwhelm. Let's get some clarity. Let's get some support. It took me 10 years. I kid you not, 10 years to get consistent helping my business. 10 years to have a business coach, a proper business coach. 10 years to have someone do my website for me, like to invest in myself. It took me 10 years. And I ran a great business. I have provided for myself. I've bought a house. I've traveled the world. I don't regret any of that, but I didn't have to do it so alone. I could have scaled and grown and brought in new offerings differently. I honor my journey and where I am, but I don't want it to take you 10 years. I want to give you what I've learned over this time and help you move forward faster. So that's what the Hour of Power is all about. This podcast has almost been an hour, so you're welcome. No. Yeah, and I hope that it gives you some ideas of how you can change. And you know what it was? It was so liberating too. It was like I was so stuck in like, oh, but how can I do it? Or how can I offer this? And again, worked with an amazing business coach. I'm in a program. So I'm investing in myself too. I'm in Denise Duffield Thomas's program for Money Mindset. And then I was working with the incredible Justine McLean as a business coach and mentor, who I highly recommend as well, to help me to reframe this and to see that I could create this new offer. And that the beauty of being a business owner, the beauty of being, you know, the author of your own book, is that you get to change the story. You get to rewrite it anytime. And you, just because you're offering something now, doesn't mean you have to offer it forever. You get to decide what packages, what prices, what offerings, what services, what products, or combination of any of the above. You get to scale up, scale down. You know, you can work lots of hours or less hours. It's your life. It's what you want. It's what you're trying to attract. And I had to hear that message too. I get to do business my way, and this is how I love it. So the Hour of Powers, they're available. They're one-off session. You can buy a pack of three or four. I am happy to talk to you about that, and I'll give you a special offer for that with some extra box of support. I'm also offering, you know, I'm really liking this energy of just coming in, taking some action, moving on. I'm also going to be offering VIP days. So we'll do more about that soon. But if you want more than an hour, you want a full day, you just want to smash it out and cover all the areas so that you can really keep building and growing and getting that consistency so that you can show up more and make more money, that's what I can do. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode a little bit behind the scenes. As I said again, shameless plug. If this is for you, I would love to join you for an hour and give you all my power, give you all that power in that session, give you the power, I should say, not my power. I'll use my power to give you the power in that hour. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and hope to speak with you soon.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at lovelycoms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.